Hello and welcome to Less Talk, More Monkey. I'm David Wall, the director of awesome here at Archie McPhee, and today I'll be joined by Shauna Danger, the high priestess of rubber chickens, and Scott Heff, creator of Kitsch, to talk about squirrel feeders, specifically the horsehead squirrel feeder, but also cat, unicorn, and squirrel. Enjoy.
So we were going to talk about squirrels today.
Squirrels. Do you have any squirrel jokes?
No. Do you?
I wish I thought of that. Milo would help me.
I have tons of squirrel jokes, and I put them all into write-ups.
Yeah, that's right.
The different squirrel products that we've sold.
Yeah.
And we were going to talk about the squirrel feeders that we do today, which I like.
I think
they're funny.
Yep.
And people like them.
America has spoken.
Yeah.
America has spoken.
So has England, for the record.
That's right.
We can talk about that later.
Mm. Yes. England finds
things
funny.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
This is something the English find funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ah, which is nice. But one thing I was going to say before we even started is I have a tradition of taking the pumpkins from the lunchroom here home and putting them in my backyard and watching them go completely rotten, and they ferment. And then the squirrels eat the pumpkin, and they run crazy around my backyard. They fall off tree limbs. They wobble when they walk. And the pumpkins from here, usually the graphics department or somebody has drawn a face on the pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the reasons that we even have this product is that I would watch the squirrels gnaw holes in the side of the pumpkins, and I have pictures I'll put up of the squirrels sticking the whole upper half of their body inside the pumpkin and coming out with one seed and holding it up to their mouth with their little creepy paws and chewing on it.
With their crazed looks in their eyes
as they wobble drunkenly around the backyard. So that, and we saw a picture that somebody had hung a pumpkin with a string and... Yeah. The squirrel had burrowed up through the bottom of the pumpkin, and it looked like a mask.
Yeah.
And
like a jack-o'-lantern.
The jack-o'-lantern. Yeah. So those two things kind of together, merged together to give us the idea for our squirrel feeders.
Which I think, you know, a lot of our things are plays on other things or this or that, but this is like a true invention. To me, this is a genius invention. This is something that did not exist before. And now it exists in this world.
There is engineering involved.
Yep.
There is balance. Scott King.
And there's a concept behind it that, you know, when we were coming up with them, we thought it would be really hard to describe this concept to the public. And they picked it up right away. They understood it very clearly.
Which is basically a mask for a squirrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the squirrel feeder looks like the squirrel's head while it's eating. And so we came up with the tagline of humiliate and feed squirrels at the same time.
Because people have a complicated relationship with squirrels, right? They sort of, a lot of people claim to hate them, but they live with them. You know, everybody has an interaction with a squirrel. And then, so this way they can have an interaction with the squirrel, but also still kind of hate on them.
Stick it to them.
Right.
Stick it to the man.
But also feed it.
But also feed it.
He's hungry and cute.
Well, and the other thing that this is for me is an outgrowth of our mask line.
Right.
Our very successful mask line.
Yes.
Where we kept saying, why can't we sell, and for obvious reasons why we can't, masks for cats, masks for dogs. And then this kind of naturally led to a mask for a squirrel.
That the squirrel voluntarily wears.
The squirrel voluntarily wears it because you are bribing them with peanut butter and sunflower seeds.
Unlike the squirrel underpants, which they don't voluntarily get into.
I don't know. Did you ever hear Kurt asked his daughter how the squirrels got into the squirrel underpants. And she said, you just put them outside neatly folded and then the squirrel unfolds them and puts them on.
I never heard that, but that makes a lot of sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's no trick. What's the trick? Why is this a question?
Once the squirrel sees them, they know.
They know they're indecent.
They know what to do.
No more naked squirrels. We had a lot of worries about this, though, when we were designing it, because it's actually fairly complicated to put up. because you have to get fishing line or string and tie it to, well, through loops in the ears and tie it to a tree and get it in a semi-stationary position. And then you fill it with food. So it's kind of a dad project.
High concept dad project.
High concept dad project where you don't just give it to dad and then he laughs. He has to go to Home Depot. There's a ladder involved. There's knot tying. Mm-hmm. There's
measuring
theories, mm-hmm. like yep. how, where it should be. So it's all the things that dads like in one product. Yeah. Then you hang it up, you fill it up, and you watch the squirrels eat it. It does take the squirrels a little while to find and use
warm up
it.
To
trust
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trust it, but they do.
Yeah. And this was kind of, you know, you've mentioned dads, and this is one of the things that we were thinking is so often men don't have cool gifts that are given to them, you know, for Father's Day and all that stuff. And this actually was a really cool gift. I mean, it's yeah. for women as well, of course, but it also is kind of a thing that men enjoy for their, you know, as a special treat. Because they love to pay attention to squirrels, don't they, men?
Well, thank yes. you, Shauna, for telling us what men like.
Yeah. Well, I'm woman-splaining to you.
But we have the packages here in front of us, and I'm looking at it, and I see that we tried to go mainstream with the squirrel, because the first one we did was an actual squirrel.
We tried to go mainstream
we did.
With the squirrel.
Well, it's a squirrel head. So it's a squirrel mask for a squirrel.
Yeah, it's and so it was
it's
the
nutty.
See, exactly. That was what I was going to say. It's not a super Archie McPhee. The product is
almost looks like a chia pet in a way.
It does a little bit. It does a little bit.
And it's I think we were worried about it being understood. So
yeah.
it was like let's do a squirrel. We called it Big Head Squirrel Feeder. So it's like take the squirrel's head and make it bigger. Like
yeah.
he's wearing a big. Squirrel yeah. mask.
We tried to really communicate what it is.
And it's the nuttiest squirrel feeder ever.
It's so nutty.
See? Squirrel joke number one.
Squirrel joke.
One of the things I like about them, too, is what you were saying about it kind of being a dad thing, the Home Depot thing, is they have these diagrams on the back, these kind
yeah.
of simple illustrations
yeah.
of like, here's what you do. You put the string here, and then you fill it here. I always like that kind of stuff.
I know. I love our diagrams on our stuff when we have to explain things. Like the unicorn horn for cats. I love that diagram.
Yes.
So
yes.
much.
I should also say, this first one came out in 2012, and our actual squirrel mask for humans came out the same year.
So you and your squirrel could have a photo shoot together.
Exactly. And
and they don't look very much alike. I feel like so the first one was a moderate success, right?
Yeah.
Sold well.
Yes.
Well enough.
I felt like if we would have done it looking more like our squirrel mask, it probably would have done better.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think we tried to make it really simple and cartoony. But yeah, we could have gone a little more realistic
mm-hmm.
looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that one was success enough that we did the one which is probably the most successful of all of them, which
yes.
is the horse head squirrel feeder.
Yes. Now that we could not keep in stock. That was crazy popular.
And that is the one that got all of the attention.
Yep.
And
still gets it mostly. I mean, we've done two more since, but this one really kind of beats them out.
And it goes along with the magic of the horse head mask that
yeah.
for humans.
Yes.
That it's just this magic that it just can't be beat by anything.
No. And the reason that it popped so big right off the bat was rock and roll photographer Jim Zielinski
yep.
Took a picture of it, and he said he had 200,000 hits in his picture when he went to bed, and when he woke up, there were 800,000.
So amazing.
And he actually spent a lot of time setting up just a beautiful shot. It looks super good. He's a professional photographer. You should check out his stuff. He did pictures of Kid Rock, Train, Third Eye Blind, that kind of stuff. And then this.
Yeah.
The squirrel feeder.
And
I have to say, we, you know, as someone who takes pictures here, this was challenging because I'm not going to set it up and then, you know, wait hours. You're not going to pay me to sit there for hours and hours and just wait for a squirrel and wait
no,
for
you do that for
the
free,
perfect
don't
moment.
You?
Exactly. I just sit around. So it's kind of a challenge to get a good photograph of this here at work. I could take it home or whatever. But so when Jim Zielinski sent this photo and said, hey, I got this great photo of it. I mean, it was really cool. It illustrated the concept perfectly.
Yeah.
And it just took off from
there. It's so cool, too, because I think even when we were in the concept stages and we were talking about it, we weren't 100% sure if it would really work. Would squirrels actually put their heads in and eat out of it?
We didn't test it before we brought it
in. No.
Because
as you say, who are you going to test it with? Somebody's going to sit around all day waiting for a squirrel.
We did hang it to make sure that it would hang correct.
Yes. And balance and all
and
that kind of stuff.
And all of that stuff. But we just trusted in the universe that a squirrel would actually go and eat out of it.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Come to think of it, we probably should have tested it more than we actually did.
I know.
But it works great.
Yeah.
And then it's a
simple concept.
It is. But I think the other thing was, there was evidence of the food missing and things like that, but getting the photo took a while. And, you know, that was a whole other challenge, was people getting the actual photo that nailed it like that did. So that's so cool.
And we asked him permission if we could use his photo a little bit.
Yeah.
Say, hey, can we, you know,
we
tweet this
it.
Out and share it on Facebook.
Yeah. We didn't use it for advertising or anything. But And he was a super nice guy. And I will link to his photography, too, in the blog post for this, because it was an awesome picture. That picture led us to an article in the Washington Post.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's
which
right.
was great.
Yeah.
And it was a really wonderful article. And, I reread it today in preparation for this, cause I did do prep.
I didn't.
No.
Sorry.
And, it was one of those things where I did the article and I don't think I've read it since it came out. And then there was a quote from me at the end. He said, I asked David what he thought the squirrels would make of all this. And I said, the great part about it is, since squirrels don't have internet access, they don't know that we're making fun of them. If they actually had access to the internet, they would be angry.
They'd go nuts.
Do you stand by that statement?
I do.
Even years later.
Thank you, John Kelly from the Washington Post for that, though. It was actually a really funny article.
Good stuff.
Then, of course, we had to step it up.
Of course.
Yeah.
After the horse head squirrel feeder.
What's a step up from a horse?
You tell me.
I think we all know. Is everyone thinking what I'm thinking?
I think we are.
It's a unicorn.
That's right.
It's a unicorn. That's a magic.
Don't leave them waiting.
Yeah.
And what I love about our unicorn, I just put one up in a box and they're laughing because it's ridiculous. What I love about the unicorn is we had to come up with a way to include the horn. So the horn is actually part of the process of building. It's another dad step in the whole process.
Yeah, the horn is separate in the box because we didn't want to make a box so big that it would include the horn on the head so that the shipping would be too expensive, right?
Right.
And then remember, we've also had a few that came from the factory without their horns, so we had people who were just sending horns in the mail.
Oh. And they were just getting a white horse. They were just getting a white horse squirrel feed.
That's right. But we resolved that problem. But it was pretty funny. It's like, get a horn. So we had to have them send us some extra horns just for that batch.
And as always,
look at those crazy lips.
I know. I have it out on.
Crazy horse lips.
We made it look exactly like the horse mask too. So it's not just a horse head shape. Like, it has veins.
Yeah.
On the side, and the traditional toad nostrils and mouth, which I don't know if you know that, but that's one of the famous things about the horse mask that people say, is it looks like a toad. If you look at just the mouth and nostrils, and that's one of the ways you can tell
toad
it's
mouth.
It's that's how you can tell it's our mask. That's one of the signs, is if it looks like a toad when you
except
look at that.
No other, no substitute.
Exactly, it's not a knockoff.
Yeah, there's so many knockoffs of our stuff, but our stuff is good.
Oh wait, we skipped one thing though, British.
Yeah, that's what I was alluding to at the beginning. Was BBC Spring Watch posted a video of the horse head squirrel feeder in action. And it's so, you know, they, of course, are very professional. And it took just this pristine video and just got the best
gorgeous
footage. And that spread like wildfire.
And they put it to the William Tell Overture.
That's what I was going to say, is they added the music. And it, so we've had quite a few of the different videos over the years, but that one is the one that just nailed it. Mm-hmm. And it, you know what? Lately I've been watching the British baking show.
Yeah.
The Great British Baking. Yeah. It really had that vibe to me.
Yeah.
It had this perfection and this beautiful photography and this sort of... It was great. And I feel like we're pretty jaded. We've seen so many of these, and all of us freaked out when we saw that video.
To me, it reminded me of something like that would start the day at a TV station in like 1980, if you woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning and they were just starting up. They would always have weird footage that each station would have their own thing to like start up the day.
And yeah, like daisies in a field or something.
Yeah. This would be somebody's... Like, we're all getting ready.
It's funny, I was just talking about that, about how TV used to close out, you know, and there would be the signal at the end and the beep and the national anthem and all that stuff that they don't do apparently anymore. I'm not up that late.
Apparently.
It's a 24-hour situation, as I've heard.
I talked to a certain night owl. He told me they no longer close the TV at the end of the evening.
I have never seen the national anthem to close when the channel goes off the air or whatever. I've never
Are you
seen
up
it.
That late?
Yeah.
Dang it.
I thought you were just going to say you've never seen the national anthem.
I've never seen it. What is that?
What are you talking about, Shauna? That's crazy.
And then they had that cool test screen that they used to do that I guess adjusted all the screen for the next day. I don't know what it did, but it was pretty cool. It was a test pattern of some sort.
It would calibrate and stuff like that.
I was calibrating. My printer does that. I don't know what it is. But it was very cool. So, anyway.
Wish they did that for the internet. It just closed down for the
That'd
day.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Because you know, nothing's good is happening if you're on the internet past like 1 a.m.
I know.
Just close it down.
It should just close down in your time zone.
Yeah, close it
for
down.
For like 6 hours. You're not missing anything.
No. It's only you're only going down weird rabbit holes.
So anyway, they did that video and it had, I can't remember, I didn't look it up specifically this time, but the last time I looked, it had well over 10 million views on Facebook.
It's so amazing.
Yeah.
It was incredible, man, that was, talk about viral, that just went super viral.
Yeah.
And we sold a ton of those. Great Father's Day present, great Christmas present.
And remember, that's when in our mail order division, we had just pallets of them, and we didn't even put them in our regular line, we were just sending out boxes and boxes and boxes of them. It was amazing.
We just pre-packed all of them and did it. And that, the horse head we did in 2014, the unicorn head we did in 2015. So it came pretty quickly afterwards. And there are actually some really good pictures and videos of the unicorn head as well.
Yep.
And I do think it appeals to a different audience.
Super magical. Mm-hmm.
It appeals to a different audience because some people want to see their squirrels as magical creatures.
Yeah.
It's less humiliating and more elevating to the squirrels, right?
Yeah. I think also, have you experienced, I feel like people have also think this is fake, that these videos are fake and the photos are fake because they just can't believe this item actually exists. It's another one of those things that we have to convince people it's real. It happened.
Didn't Micah shoot a really good video?
Micah did shoot a really good video of it. Yeah, it's nice. I have it up on our blog, but I'll put it on this post too. It's a really good, clean video of a squirrel being tempted by what's inside and then wandering around a little bit and then finally poking its head up and grabbing something.
There's a story arc.
There's a story arc to that one. So and it was denying it was a unicorn and then finally acceptance. I am a magical creature. Mm-hmm. I should say, too, like, I have a really good relationships with squirrels and squirrel people.
You shouldn't say that.
Atlas Obscura.
Thank you for saying that.
Atlas Obscura actually contacted me as a squirrel expert. Oh. When they did a squirrel
They heard about your drunken yard squirrels.
Yeah, they were like,
it's the talk of the town.
Well, this guy's drinking buddies with the squirrels, so he might know something.
And another reason people know I like squirrels is I have Carolyn Yardley paintings in my living room who does... the squirrel realist.
Oh, I really love those paintings.
And she originally did paintings with well, they're kind of like fashion photos or old fashioned paintings with a squirrel head instead of a human head, because she said that squirrels have no expression at all, and so people project whatever emotion they're feeling on the squirrel's face, and so it kind of removed it from that. But then I bought paintings from her, and we exchanged emails, and I sent her some stuff, and she started using our masks as inspiration for her paintings. And there's just some beautiful paintings of people in our unicorn mask and our squirrel mask. I love her stuff.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yep. Yeah. And I love that squirrel mask so much. You know, we've also done that little thing where I'm in a little dress and wearing the squirrel mask.
Yeah, we even have an enamel pin.
Have a pin of it and a strange friend notebook of it. Mm-hmm. But also
greeting cards.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. But also, I think there's a picture of me in an actual dress wearing a squirrel mask running around the building.
Yeah. That's a good one.
But we do have some beautiful masks.
We do. My favorite squirrel mask is when they were cutting down trees just down the block, and Alistair happened to be wearing a lumberjacky shirt. So we made him go over and pose in that squirrel mask next to
it. This big, like, wood pile. Yeah. Yeah.
But we fed him some nuts, so he was happy.
He was happy. He was happy.
We tempted him with acorns.
Nothing improves a squirrel more than an acorn.
Oh, it's so true. Acorns are the cutest.
I know.
David Waller and I are trying to have an acorn added to everything we ever talk about having to do with the squirrel. How can an acorn fit into this?
I know, and people
so
keep
far
going,
we're denied over and over.
But like, adding an acorn would make it cost 10 cents more.
No acorn for you.
I guess people have to provide their own acorn to that squirrel. I don't know. Now I want a giant acorn prop to use with the squirrel mask.
Mm.
Oh.
That would be we should great. Build one or something.
Inflatable acorn? Yeah. Okay.
I've said too much.
Get a giant acorn.
Contact your giant acorn people.
I have people. Yeah.
This is the kind of mind that it takes to work at Archie McPhee. I've just thought of three ways for us to get a giant acorn.
You want a giant acorn? I get you a giant acorn.
You need it by Saturday? I got it for you. I'm writing down giant acorn. Make it happen. Stat.
Stat. And then last year, we did the cat head squirrel feeder,
which is a combination of two things that everyone loves.
Cats and squirrels? Is that the thing?
Cats and... Yeah, okay.
I was just wondering. I was confused. I needed to ask.
So this is a cat head that looks like our cat mask. So when the squirrel eats from it, it looks like it's wearing a cat mask.
That's correct. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Just wanted to be descriptive.
Pull us back. I was going down. I was losing it.
And the idea behind this was cats love to watch squirrels out the window.
Yes.
So it would be watching the squirrel, and then all of a sudden, the squirrel would turn into a cat.
Yes, and confuse
in front of the cat's
confuse
eyes.
The heck out of the cat.
Which I'm going to show my cat a video of that because my cat loves videos, and she would go crazy because she likes to watch the cat videos.
No.
She and she also likes Mud Honey videos.
Oh. That's good.
Hef and I are getting quiet in the hopes that Shauna will keep talking.
Continue, please.
Go anyway, on. My cat Pearl loves to watch DJ. What is his name? DJ Ravioli? That is a cat that she really likes to watch videos of.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Oh, yeah.
DJ
yeah.
Ravioli. Mm-hmm.
Portland?
Skinny cat that wears a nice knitted hat. And
this is the DJ guy that is.
The cat is not a guy.
Named
DJ Ravioli.
What's the one that there's like a rapper?
Yeah, that's his.
This
cat.
Is his cat. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. I apologize to DJ Ravioli and anyone else involved. I was not.
My cat likes DJ Ravioli.
Okay.
My other cat.
But not the guy.
Well, she likes the guy okay, but. She mostly likes DJ Ravioli and Mud Honey videos.
Okay.
Hey, Mud Honey.
Shout out to Mud Honey. Pearl.
All right. These are one of our most successful products.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done really well for us. Varying degrees, the sales have varied between them. And usually it takes about a year for one to really take off.
I think it has to do with also what video comes out or what photo comes out.
I know. And nobody has gotten a really good picture of their cat watching a squirrel and the cat head feeder yet.
Right.
So I think if we got that perfect photo,
it
would do it. Because the squirrel head one, squirrel head squirrel feeder, got launched on Cute Overload. Because we had pictures on Cute Overload back when Cute Overload was a thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A squirrel eating out of it, too.
I wrote down a few of the various outlets that picked up stories about it. It was like Gizmodo, HuffPo, 9gag, BuzzFeed, even Perez Hilton covered it, and George Takei did a thing on it.
Oh, yeah, George Takei, I remember that.
Yeah.
Didn't he call it? He called it, said, whoever came up with this is a genius.
I think so.
And you said, thank you, George Takei.
He's come up before on this podcast.
Well, he should, because for one, he's on your wall of awesome.
He is.
Mm-hmm. And for two, you also do a very good George Takei. I don't know if we're going to do it today. Nah. Probably not.
No. I'll do
save it for the George Takei episode.
When we have him on.
Yeah. Yes.
That'll be great.
Please come on.
We'll do a George Takei episode, and then we'll also do an episode where Hef and I just talk like this.
No, I'm against that episode. I'm out of town that week, whenever it is.
We like to scare Sean with our voices.
I don't like that voice.
We're going to talk about finger puppets today.
I don't like it.
Do you like finger puppets, Hef?
Finger puppets are great. Why is this disturbing?
We're just talking about finger puppets, Shauna.
Yuck.
So what's next?
What's next? What's next?
In the squirrel feeder line.
We have a lot of ideas.
I know what we would like is an Abraham Lincoln head.
After the first one, that was one of the first things I mocked up.
I know.
It was an Abraham Lincoln head.
Yeah, I should say, Hef brought up a pitch sheet of new squirrel feeders that he did probably 5 years ago.
Yeah, it was right when we went to do a second one. So
before we did
the horse one, because it includes the horse head, it includes the unicorn.
I see.
Has Abraham Lincoln.
A baby.
Baby, I remember the baby
head.
One.
A creepy doll head.
My favorite is the top hat with eyes.
Just a top hat with googly eyes. I don't know.
That sounds pretty good.
Devil head.
Always good.
I should name the ones I know we're not going to do because we don't want to give anything away.
No, give the good stuff away. I've got something written down too, but I ain't sharing. Wait and see it.
I want to do.
There's a couple of cats on there.
I would love to do an Emily Dickinson squirrel feeder with Emily Dickinson's head.
How about a claw? Inflatable claw.
Here's what I like, because I don't think we'll ever do this, but I like doing the whole upper body of a man, like, so it's like a centaur.
Arms akimbo? Arms akimbo?
Squirrel, yes. So it's like a centaur squirrel. So it's like a man's upper body with the squirrel legs.
Don't tell the people.
Well, I don't think we're ever going to do that one. So
it's a lot of money to ship it.
Yeah.
Maybe another dad project. You get a torso, you get like a different pieces, and you have to screw them all together.
Yeah.
That would be good to get a licensing agreement for like Hulk Hogan or somebody.
Yes.
Or George Takei.
George Takei. George Takei squirrel feeder. Even get Pee Wee.
That would be awesome. That'd be the best.
Weird Al squirrel feeder.
It would be kind of disturbing to have a squirrel eating out of your head, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's do a Shauna squirrel feeder. She's in.
With the places your hands have been, the hands bottle on you.
That's true.
Yeah. You've experienced that, haven't you? Have
yes,
little tiny
I have.
Hands.
That's
They've
my
done
pitch.
Things.
Hey, Weird Al Yankovic, would you like a squirrel to eat out of your head?
Heck yeah.
I'm there.
I assume.
Those are some good ideas, though.
There's lots more.
Yeah.
We got lots of ideas.
Yep.
Schopenhauer. All the philosophers.
Oh, God.
T.S. Eliot. No? I would love to do like a poet or a philosopher head squirrel fear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love the hide low. I know no one would buy it, but the Emily Dickinson squirrel head feeder.
Yeah.
Or Emily Dickinson head squirrel feeder would be.
Yeah. We always have problems with that.
Well, Edgar Allan Poe, that could be a good one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Shakespeare, there's some sort of poetry to the whole thing.
Shakespeare squirrel feeder. I don't know.
Or somebody that people just don't know what they look like Charles Darwin.
We should say we did a Charles Darwin Christmas ornament. And we thought it was hilarious, but it turns out Charles Darwin looks just like Santa Claus.
Exactly. We were like, ooh, edgy. And it was like, it just looks like a glass Santa Claus.
It looks like a Santa Claus head without a Santa hat.
And outside the package, it's impossible to distinguish that it's Charles Darwin. Yeah. Even though it looks just like him.
It's a cool ornament.
If you know what it is.
Yes, it is cool. It's underappreciated.
Well, I don't know if it, I mean.
I put one on my tree.
I mean, I do love it, but I think that the concept is, it's, you know, pretty highfalutin.
Well.
It just looks like Santa.
If you followed it from the beginning and you knew how it evolved, I think it's better.
So to speak. Wah, wah, wah. Nice one.
Thank you. Well. Well, another podcast.
Well, I'm squirrel feeder. Okay, but I think we should think about that Darwin head squirrel feeder.
It would be
the next
weird.
Step in evolution is half squirrel, half Darwin.
Yeah.
For more information about Archie McPhee products, go to McPhee.com. That's McPhee.com. There is also a corresponding blog post to this episode that has links to everything mentioned, including DJ Ravioli. Thank you.